Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Regester.
What up, Billy?
And Dylan Chivery.
Hey, Billy.
We're here to talk about sports, all kinds of sports. We're currently streaming the Astros-Red Sox game on a computer in front of me.
Weird are you. I can't see this damn screen.
Well, it's not for you. It's for me.
Your boys just went back-to-back off sale in the first inning.
Back-to-back
yes.
Jacks.
Bregman, Altuve, back-to-back bombs, inning one. Very good start. However, if I sound distracted at different points during this podcast, that will be why. I expect Dan and Dylan to pick me up and make me snap out of it if need be.
If I'm being honest, it doesn't seem like playoff baseball. The three games that have happened so far, it's just been nothing but like pitchers getting run out of the game first three innings.
Well, it's the second inning here. It's only 2-0. This one isn't necessarily in that category yet. But yes, the two wild card games were uncharacteristically high scoring.
I don't mind that kind of baseball.
I don't either. But playoff baseball is about pitching. We're not in playoff baseball yet.
Well, this game
we are. But okay. It's October.
I don't think Sale's going to get rocked all game. I'd be happy if he did, but I don't think that's going to happen. But yeah, the Yankees game was nuts. They looked dead in the water like three innings in. And then how many runs did they put up? Nine or something?
Yeah, I don't know. The final score was like nine.
A lot. Anyway, it's good to have playoff baseball back and to care about it. It's been...
As we've been saying for a month leading up to it, this is the best time of year for sports.
It absolutely is. We got Thursday night football. We got playoff baseball games on.
We got hockey.
We got college,
we got hockey
football,
back.
NFL.
Hockey started last night.
MLB, Flyers picked up a W.
Just horny for sports.
WNBA championship.
Micah, stop.
Oh, shouts to the Minnesota Lynx winning the NBA championship.
Every year during the WNBA finals, one of my buddies that for whatever reason watches the WNBA finals will text me when there's like 1 minute left in the game.
And you turn it on.
And I'll turn it on, and that's my 1 minute of WNBA for the year every year. And I watch them celebrate for about 30 seconds after the buzzer sounds, and then that's it. I turn it off.
Just real quality layups.
I'm honestly mad at ourselves for not getting action in on the games.
Yeah, we should have been betting on the WNBA finals.
I think so.
Honestly, I put it on them, though. I didn't even know the finals were going on. They need to do a better job of advertising.
They really do. Get on it, mybookie.ag.
Crazy stat. The Lynx, and I hope I'm right about this because I don't have it in front of me, but I swear this is what they said last night. They have four of the five oldest players in the league, and they just won the fucking championship.
Really?
So
it's over.
They're like the old woman team. Yeah, it's a best of
five
series. Or wait, best of five. It was game five, 2-2, winner take all, and the Minnesota Lynx.
Most exciting game in sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did have a massive lead.
Why did they only go five-game series and not seven?
I'm not going to answer that question, Dylan. You're baiting me, and
I'm
not going to
answer
that
tennis,
question.
Same reason in tennis, they only go five sets instead of seven.
I see what you're trying to do here.
I'm just asking.
Don't they go three?
Three instead of five.
Why don't you ask Cam Newton that question?
It's a relevant
dude.
Question. Micah, can you theorize what's going on here? No? Okay.
Speaking of Cam Newton.
Man, I love that Cam Newton situation.
Do we have
right
it on
now?
The docket, or can we talk about it right now?
Show opening banter.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So Cam Newton yesterday got into some hot water by, I guess you could say it was mocking, a female reporter who asked him a question about route running. He said it was funny to have a female talking about routes as if somehow as a woman you are not allowed to bring up route run. Like, I don't know what his real point
was. It
was
a stupid comment.
Yeah, it's Cam Newton.
Most of the reporters asking him questions in that room are men who have never played the sport of football. So they,
and generally, they ask pretty stupid fucking questions.
Yeah. I honestly don't even know why they do these interviews half the time. But
they can be very bad.
Cam Newton is a complete moron. We know this.
Yeah, he's not a smart man.
No, I mean,
but he knows what love is.
The University of Florida, when he stole a laptop and got into some hot water there, he actually put his name on the laptop that he stole.
We didn't get into some hot water. He got
kicked
out
of UF, yeah.
He threw it out of a dorm window when
the police arrived, and he attempted to rid himself of the evidence by throwing it out the window.
But his name's on it, so they picked it up and was like, is yours?
There's some breaking news on this front. Dannon, the yogurt company,
dropped
has
them. Yeah.
Killed their affiliation.
They're still
with
paying
Cam.
Him, though. So he is no longer going to show up in commercials or in advertisements, but they're going to pay him out for
the
rest of his contract.
Actually,
yeah.
That ad worked on me, that triple zero protein yogurt. I buy that stuff because
wow, that is so... weird that you would admit to that live on the air.
I'm all this about is the true. Gaines life.
I saw Dylan get one at the airport.
I've done it too. I've bought
Gaines life.
I've bought the same thing.
Jesus,
because of Cam. I like Cam as a player. I'm sorry.
And so the lady that he mocked,
she fired out a tweet that was a direct shot at him in response to his comments that got like 17,000 retweets. But then somebody dug up one of her old tweets.
I don't think they had to dig
that
deep.
They found a tweet that was her talking about how she was on a road trip with her dad and her dad is making racist jokes.
And she thought it was funny.
And she had a couple tweets about how it was like the funniest thing in the world and how he just has the best racist jokes.
I think she had a few RTs where it was like dropping N-bombs and stuff about Dale Earnhardt and stuff is weird.
Okay, while she might suck as a person, it's pretty irrelevant to
the story. It doesn't discount what Newton did. It just makes it funnier.
You need to know, though, in 2017 that people... You can't act all high and mighty because people are going to dig up your past and like they're going to expose you
She shouldn't have said a goddamn thing. She didn't need to. People were going to drag him for her.
Right.
But she had to come out and try to get all those RTs. And as a result, she looks like a fucking idiot, too.
And then there was another woman, I think, that was working at ESPN that was saying that though Cam went low, we as women in sports reporting need to go high, and then proceeded to call him like a Neanderthal.
A Neanderthal.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's really going high.
It's no, I can tell you, it's not.
I don't know if you're clearing
the
bar.
Definition of going low.
Yeah.
Did he apologize, right? Did he?
Not really. Sort of.
What did he say? I missed his.
He made it worse immediately after the interview. But then I'm assuming at some point he's probably put up some kind of apology with all kind of crazy characters in it online.
Yep. Probably.
Why did his brain tell him that it was okay to make those remarks?
Because he doesn't have a brain.
Come on, what's wrong with
Cam? Is dumb.
He's been in this business for how long now?
But he's done this on multiple occasions.
What
he's
I can assume is he's just up there. He's sick of answering questions from people. He just turned off the filter for a second and said something dumb. I mean, it happens. It doesn't necessarily even make him a sexist. It just makes him a moron.
Come on, player.
Pretty much. I don't think there was any,
I don't think he meant...
malice in his
statements.
Yeah,
I don't think so, necessarily. Well, maybe, I don't know, but he's an idiot.
It may not make him a sexist, but that was a sexist thing to say.
Yes, it was, but it also, big picture, he's just a stupid person.
Yeah.
But damn, can he throw a football.
Sometimes. Motherfucker.
A lot of people don't know he won two national championships. One at Blend Junior College
here in the
state of Texas.
Wow. What a play.
Throw out Pedroia?
Pedroia got thrown out at third. I think the run still counts, though.
just love this live in-game analysis.
And it's great for everybody who listens to the podcast, like in a few days when this game is long gone and they could give a shit.
Right.
All right. Well, let's move on. We got to talk about last Monday or this most recent Monday, 3 days ago. The Chiefs covered the -7 spread and hit the over on what will be one of the...
It's the all-time bad beat.
If you were on the wrong side of it.
And the namesake of this very podcast.
A backdoor cover.
Yes.
If you didn't see that play at this point, I don't know what you're doing listening to our podcast. I don't know what... Do we need to talk about it any more than just to acknowledge it?
Well, explain the details of the bet swing.
Chiefs are up 3. The spread is 7. There's 4 seconds on the clock. Who are they playing?
Skins?
Redskins have the one. They kneel the ball at the kickoff in the end zone. No time runs off the clock. They get the ball at the 25-yard line. They're attempting one of those miracle plays where you do a bunch of laterals and attempt to move the ball downfield. And within like the first two passes, the guy fumbles and Justin Houston picks up the ball. And rather than just going down like they normally do, takes it all the way into the end zone for 6.
Yeah.
Meaningless 6 points.
Covers the spread, covers the over. Millions of dollars shift hands in that instant.
Dan, did you have action?
I did not have action on this game, but
you don't bet NFL.
It was an all-time weekend with bad beats. Same thing kind of happened in, I believe, the Charlotte game, where they're at their own 41, kind of lateraling back and forth. And
the Charlotte game?
Their college game.
There's a school called Charlotte?
There's a Charlotte College, yeah. Huh.
What? Whatever.
Never heard
of it. I'm just going to assume you're
right. I believe it was the Charlotte game. It was like an obscure football game. They're at their own 41, kind of like pitching back and forth. Ball gets picked off the ground, taken to the house. The other team covers. The Vanderbilt Florida game was pretty bad. Vandy was down, I think, a touchdown. The spread was
4?
No. The spread was 14. Mm. And they were down 8. And I believe it was 4th and 1. Florida ran the ball. And all the guy has to do, I think it was Mitch Davis, he breaks one off. All he has to do is go down to win the game, and he just decides to take it to the house. Jim McElwain, the entire time when he comes back to the sideline, just yells at him, go down, go down, go down. Like almost like McElwain had action on Vandy plus. Oh, it was Vandy plus 10. That's what it was. Mm. I actually had that too. So that was a bad beat for your boy.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. But starting to bounce back, especially after last night. Had a little fun belt action. Arkansas State covers the 8.5 against Georgia Southern.
Micah, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say that the amount of money that changed hands due to the Monday night game probably exceeded whatever happened in the Charlotte game and the Vandy game and all the other
ones. It is likely. Combined.
I can only imagine.
Well, and the thing is, I don't know what the public money was, but I do know most of the people I know were on Chiefs minus 7. And most of the Twitter response I saw was people on Chiefs minus 7 as well. But yeah, that was nuts. Let's talk about Fun Belt Wednesday, Dan.
Yeah.
Since you're the Fun Belt guy.
I'm officially all in on Fun Belt Wednesdays. And yeah, laid the 8.5 with Arkansas State. Georgia Southern, maybe a bottom 5 FBS school.
You tweeted this pick, correct?
I did.
You did.
So you count it.
Full credit for it.
Full credit. Full unit on Arkansas State.
Arkansas State 143, Georgia Southern 25.
Red Wolves. Honestly, watching these games, it's kind of like watching a high school game. It's painful. Like the announcers have no enthusiasm.
Yeah. Well, it's like the F team.
Crowds aren't great. Yeah. No, it's but you get some money in on the action, and all of a sudden it's the Super Bowl.
All of a sudden Wednesday night is exciting again.
Yeah.
And you feel alive, baby.
Make Wednesdays great again.
You just, next thing you know, you're on your couch with your shirt off, tweaking your nipples, watching Georgia Southern and Arkansas State do battle.
Yeah, it was getting close there, too, for a little
Fun
bit.
Fun Belt. Wait, is Texas State in the Sun Belt?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
So there might be a Texas State game we get in on.
It's a Fun Belt.
On Wednesday night.
No, we could only hope, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thursday night games tonight. New England at Tampa Bay. MyBookie.ag line is Pats minus 5. The over-under is 54.
Game's in Tampa.
Dylan, how do you feel about this game?
I feel that the Patriots win by, they squeak it out. Therefore, I will take Tampa Bay.
Plus 5?
Tampa Bay plus 5.
Yes. What about you, Daniel?
I love a home dog when it howls. Give me the Bucks.
Give me Tampa Bay money line.
Ooh! Ooh.
I think New England continues to slide.
Yeah, they are 2-2.
And they've got some work to do defensively. And I think Tampa Bay is on the come up after a mediocre start. So, yeah, that's that.
I don't even know. Did they lose to the Giants last week or they beat the Giants?
No, they beat the Giants. Okay. Giants are 0-4. In college, we've got number 17, Louisville, at number 24, NC State. The MyBookie line is Louisville minus 3. The over-under is 66. Dylan?
I am taking Louisville minus 3.
Okay. It says here Louisville's biggest deep threat, Jalen Smith, is out.
That's my analysis right there. He's out.
Give us your analysis, Dan.
Their offensive line is just trash. It's going to be manhandled by NC State's D-line, which is very good. You might know Nick Chubb at Georgia. His cousin, Bradley Chubb, might be the better Chubb. He's a defensive end monster
Chubb
at NC State. Great off the edge.
Double Chubb.
Lamar Jackson's essentially going to be running for his life the entire game. QB Ryan Finley for NC State has been pretty solid all year. Actually has a higher QBR than Lamar. And I love the Wolfpack and the plus the points. And I might even sprinkle the money line tonight. I don't know.
Sprinkle.
They might win. They probably will win outright.
That's a convincing argument, Dan. And I'm going to go with you.
There we go.
But I'm just going to do NC State plus 3 rather than sprinkle.
No sprinkling for
I
Billy.
Will not be sprinkling.
Yeah, so this line moved all the way up to like NC State plus 5.5, I think. Kind of angry at myself for not getting that. I got it at 3.5. It's now down to 3. So if you have the points, just take the NC State and the points.
Fair enough. Moving on to college football, that is this weekend's biggest games. All these lines that we provide are current as of 2 p.m. Wednesday and provided by mybookie.ag. Yes, the matchup between top 25 teams this weekend is number 23 West Virginia at number 8 TCU. The line on mybookie.ag is TCU minus 13.5. The over-under is 67.
You already know I got West Virginia.
Why don't you listen to Dan's analysis before you make a pick?
No, we've been making picks before his stupid-ass analysis. Well, even
but
first
yeah, but
up
look,
there.
Look at all these notes he's got
I
here.
I don't care about his fucking notes. Those are Dan's notes.
It's just valuable information.
I'm not a Dan guy.
Dan, give us your
I'm a Dana Holgerson guy, which is why I have West Virginia in the points.
Well, all right, so both teams are off a bye. I know TCU is going to score, but as a Will Grier stan, I have no choice but to go with my boy and think he's going to keep the Mountaineers in the game. TCU wins the game, but give me West Virginia the points and enjoy the shootout.
I'm going to go
classic
TCU.
Classic Big 12 shootout, huh?
Yeah.
No D?
Do you know, I believe the Big 12 has the most ranked teams in the country right now. So.
I'm going to take TCU minus 13.5. Another good one. Number one, Alabama. Well,
I don't know how good this is going to be.
at Texas A&M.
The spread's 26.5.
Good God. That is a scary.
What is
26.5?
Yeah.
And it's in College Station?
Yeah.
Holy hell.
When is Alabama's run going to be over?
When Nick Saban dies in 30 years.
Hmm. Well,
that's a big line, but I'm taking Alabama.
Minus 26.5. All right. Well.
Yeah. Hey, man, I took Ole Miss plus 30.5, and it wasn't even close to being enough last week.
Yeah.
That said, am I a moron if I go against the well-oiled machine that is Bama right now? Probably. Am I running to my bookie to make this bet? Absolutely not. But I'm dumb enough to take A&M and the points on this podcast.
I'm with you.
Christian Kirk is maybe the most explosive player in college football, but I don't expect him to really get any action in because they're going to try some slip screens. They're going to try some reverses with him. You can't do that against Alabama.
That shit doesn't work.
They eat that shit up for breakfast. Sumlin needs to get a little creative. Alabama typically struggles against a dual threat quarterback, which Kellen Mond isn't really yet proven that he is both. He can run the ball, but he's not. I haven't really seen much out of his arm to say he's a dual threat quarterback. So all this said, it's a lot of fucking points. I'll just take in them because I'm an idiot.
It's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
I'm Aggies. I'm on the Aggies too.
I'm looking forward to like Alabama just pushing our shit in though.
Yeah, it feels really stupid, but
it's so dumb.
I can't watch this game and be rooting for Alabama to win by 27 or more.
No.
That's just not how my life works.
It's in College Station. You got to think like, maybe if like someone has any chance of staying, that he's going to show up for this game. And you know, like if A&M keeps this close, he'll get absolutely no credit, right?
No.
But if they get blown out by 57, he'll be back on the hot seat, even though they're 4-1.
They're 4-1?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They only lost to UCLA. They should be 5-0.
They feel much worse than that.
They had it because they had a huge scare their second game, I believe. Which
Nickel
is,
State.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Nickel yeah, yeah, State. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and so everyone was trashing them.
Didn't play well against UL Lafayette. Then they took.
They're not good.
Took Arkansas to beat Arkansas in OT.
Well, let's run through the rest of your picks for the weekend, Dan.
Okay.
I believe you have a lot of them.
Arkansas State is the winner last night, so 1-0. It's good to be back on that train, especially going after 2-6 last week. Got NC State obviously plus 3.5, West Virginia plus 13. Then I got Washington State minus 2. I'd usually stay away from this game because Wazoo's obviously off that huge upset against USC. Mm-hmm. Has all the makings for a classic letdown spot, but Oregon's quarterback, Justin Herbert, out. Fractured collarbone. Mm. Their middle linebacker is also done for the year, and the running back, Royce Freeman, he's all dinged up and won't be 100% for the game. So I'm reluctant, but I think Luke Falk and company get it done in Eugene and cover.
So you're going with?
I'm going Washington State minus 2. Yeah.
Minus 2.
Boise State minus 9 against BYU, solely because BYU hasn't covered a spread all year long, and they are maybe one of the worst teams in college football.
I don't think that's a solely because then if they've never covered and you think they're one of the worst teams in the league, this is just.
So I'm going to just go against BYU till they like buck me.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I got SMU plus 6.5 against Houston. SMU might even win this outright. So if you have the balls, maybe take the money line. Major Applewhite benched A&M transfer Kyle Allen after the first three games. It's now Kyle Postma's team in Houston. Not sold on him or that team at all. Give me Chad Morrison points.
SMU.
Stangs.
UNC. Dang. UNC Notre Dame. Give me Notre Dame minus 14.5. UNC is beat to hell with injuries. Depth is obviously an issue. They're going to keep it close in the first half, but Notre Dame's going to pull away, win by like at least three scores.
I thought you said death was an issue, not depth.
Death is an issue.
Everybody keeps dying on the team.
Death is always an issue. You don't want your players dying.
Nope.
No.
And then last but not least, Florida LSU. Give me Florida minus 4. I think the line's now 3 if you can get it. Yeah, just take Florida minus the points. Gators are starting to figure it out on the ground. Felipe Franks is getting better by the week. A little gun shy because I think Coach O might have one more like inspirational speech that circles the wagons for LSU to pick up a big win. But yeah, I'm reluctant, but give me the Gators in the swamp.
That's a tough one, but I like it. It always hurts. It's always tough to bet against a team that's like at rock bottom because you never know.
Right. Those especially a team with teams. The talent of LSU.
Yeah, those are the scariest teams to bet against, but they've just looked so damn bad that it feels, if you're going to pick a spot, this is it. I like that.
But then again, Coach O could just come out and steamroll Florida by like 40. I wouldn't be surprised.
No, that wouldn't blow my mind either.
No. Florida hasn't looked great all year.
Well, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Talk some more sports.
Hey, this is Dave, and I'm with the Dudes Doing Business podcast. We are a business lifestyle podcast for you kids who are about to graduate and anybody who's even, you know, a few years out of school, or maybe you're like a 45-year-old man or woman. We're for you, too.
Anybody that's trying to figure out how to navigate their professional career.
Nothing's off limits. We're here for you. If you got questions, we take emails. We got a hotline. Just give us a chance to earn your business. That's all we ask for. Find us again. It's at Dudes Doing Biz on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe, Dudes Doing Business. Thanks.
All right. We are back. You can support this podcast by checking out Man Outfitters on manoutfitters.com. We have a special code for you to get 10% off your entire order, and that code is now SPORTS.
It used to be backdoor.
SPORTS, yeah, but somebody leaked the code.
Some asshole leaked it on the internet.
Don't leak the code. The code is for you as a listener.
You leaking sons of bitches.
This is special for you. Type in sports at checkout. You'll get 10% off your entire order. We've got all kinds of great fall stuff on manoutfitters.com right now, including some of my favorites, including new Patagonia fleeces, Arc'teryx jackets, True Grit fleeces, a lot of great Vineyard Vines outerwear and button-downs. The whole point of Man Outfitters is for shopping to be easier for you as a man, or as a woman who's shopping for a man, or as a woman who dresses as a man. Because we pick the best brands, find their best products, and just make the whole thing simpler for you. Type in the code SPORTS when you check out. You get 10% off your entire order. You're very welcome.
Sports.
Moving on. Major League Baseball playoffs. As we noted earlier, they have begun. Uncharacteristically high scoring wild card games. Now we've got the ALDS and NLDS underway.
Hold on. First.
Shall we?
How much of a fan are you of the one-game wild card play-in game? Because it's the best thing ever.
It's terrifying.
When they first started doing it, I was like, this is terrible. How can you have a one-game series to decide who makes the wild card?
It's pretty awesome.
But it is fucking exciting.
It's incredible when you don't have a team in it.
Yes. If I had a team in it.
Yeah, when your team's playing it, you're shitting your pants.
It's incredible if you have a team in it and they pull it out, but it's terrifying.
It's so exciting.
It is extremely nerve-wracking.
Like, you just skip it right ahead to game 7.
Very fun to bet on. Yeah. They use like 17 different pitchers.
It's all hands on deck.
Utter chaos. Yeah. No, I love it.
I don't know if there's a sport out there that is more anxiety like driven or causing than playoff baseball.
Well, especially in those wild card games where one swing of the bat can make or break your entire season, and it's just like, it's a lot. It's a lot to emotionally handle.
I mean, you're podcasting through this game, and that's a testament to you right there. You're professional.
I know. I really am. I deserve more credit than I get. Oh, as we said, Red Sox Astros are playing right now. The Yankees and Indians are later tonight. That's going to be a fun series.
We have a sports night, by the way.
We do. All kinds of sports.
Tom Brady's out there.
slinging it. Big Thursday night game.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson's ass will be out there.
Baseball, hockey.
God.
It's nuts.
Maybe some, what a time to be alive.
Maybe get in on some preseason basketball.
Oh, damn, stop.
Betting on preseason basketball is, I do not recommend it.
Wait, when are the Golden Knights taking the ice again?
They have taken the ice.
I think they've been on the ice. Well,
last night was opening night for NHL, so probably within the next few days if they haven't played already.
What is this Diamondbacks 11, Rockies 8 score? That was the
wild
card, the high-scoring one.
People were going nuts on Twitter.
It was a great game.
The Golden Knights play their first ever game tomorrow night in Dallas.
Friday night in Vegas.
Oh, we got to watch that.
What's in Dallas?
Oh, it's in Dallas. Huh?
We'll be at ACL, but I think we just hit the sports tent, watch the Golden Knights play.
I'll be checking. I'll be watching Jay-Z from the first row. Checking scores on my phone.
You're a lifelong Golden Knights fan.
Lifelong Golden
Knights. If you're in the first row at Jay-Z, I will cut one of my feet off and eat it. There is no way that happens.
Now I'm doing it.
No, you just got to go to the shows before and just stay at the stage.
Foster the people.
Dude, you don't
want to
be in the first row
before.
At Jay-Z. You're a plus 30-year-old man.
Yeah,
you're
going
to get crushed
by
teenagers.
But now that you're going to eat your foot, I have to do it.
That's what we did at Drake a few years back.
You will die up there, is what I'm saying.
Hova, dog.
Hova.
People don't die at concerts just by getting trampled. I mean, sure, it's happened before, but you said, I'm a grown-ass man. It's not going
to
happen.
It is just too soon to be talking about death at concerts, Dylan.
I'm sorry. That I wasn't thinking.
We weren't trying to be insensitive.
No, I'm a super sensitive guy.
You are?
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Did you see UNLV is going to be wearing specially made helmets for the victims against San Diego State? So they have... So they're getting 10.5. So like, if there's another team you want to hop in on, maybe UNLV solely because of the emotional factor, just riding the wave.
Yeah, fuck it.
But yeah, they have these red ribbon helmets that have like Vegas Strong or something on it. Yeah.
Well, in happier news, there are some good NFL games this weekend. Actually, some weird ones with some weird lines that I'm not entirely sure what to think about. I thought last weekend was weird in the NFL. This weekend is equally weird to me. Panthers at Lions is the best Sunday noon game. Lions -2.5 is a spread. The over-under is 43, both provided by mybookie.ag. This is a tough one because the Panthers have been so up and down.
Beat the Patriots.
And now their quarterback is a sexist.
They're catching 2.5, though.
But I like Panthers +2.5.
Yeah, how good is Detroit?
That's my pick. Detroit is better than you would think.
Yeah.
I've watched a couple of their games, and their defense is better than they should be, and their offense is not as shitty as you would think it would be.
I'm going Detroit, man.
Detroit -2.5?
Yeah, dog.
What about you, Dan?
So, obviously, they think the Panthers are better because they would think Lions are at home. Like, courtesy, just it would be -3 if they think the teams are even. So, they think the Panthers are a half point better. On the road, I feel like Cam's going through a lot right now. Yeah, give me the Lions.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm by myself. Sunday afternoon, we got Seahawks at Rams. The MyBookie.ag line is not provided. It's a pick'em. Over-under 46.5. This is another weird one. The Seahawks have looked like shit
some weeks.
Stink. I have no
Seahawks
idea.
Seahawks stink?
My immediate instinct is Rams money line. I'm all over that. But why the hell is that the line?
Why is it a pick'em? Because the Rams have looked good and Seattle's looked terrible.
And because the Seahawks have been really good over the past
historically,
5 years, and the Rams are the Rams.
They still have Russell Wilson.
The Rams haven't had like a week where they went back to being the Rams, though. They've been pretty consistent.
Maybe they're due.
Todd Gurley might be MVP right now.
Todd Gurley's a grown-ass man. I'm going to take the fucking Seahawks because it's a weird line.
Because it's
in, not that they have much of a home field advantage in Los Angeles, but it is in Los Angeles.
Yeah, all like 50 people.
What do you mean
up?
Much of a home field advantage? If anything, it's the opposite of a home field advantage.
There you go.
Do Seattle fans travel?
They aren't the LA Chargers.
Well, no, but still, I think I don't know. The Rams don't seem fazed by any of this LA shit. They're just playing. I like the Rams. I'm taking the Rams.
I'm still pulling for the Chargers to move back to San Diego. That'd be the funniest thing ever.
That'd be nice.
You know, there's absolutely no chance of that happening.
No, there is. There is,
dude.
Chance.
I keep reading report after report from the NFL that's like there is neither side is considering this. Like,
dude, come to Austin, man.
They're not going to do that. We would be the worst fan base for the NFL ever.
They're not lasting 5 years.
I would be hardcore.
They're not lasting 5 years in LA.
I would be a hardcore fan.
Dan, make a fucking pick.
Let's see. What's the over under?
46.5.
I'm taking the under.
Yeah, I like the under too. means the over will probably hit. Sunday afternoon, another good game. Packers-Cowboys.
Wait, what? The Cowboys are -2.5?
Boys, -2.5, over under 52.
We them boys in Dallas, in Jerry World.
Yeah, but they're 2-2 against Aaron Rodgers.
That's what I'm... This is... The NFL is a real son of a bitch.
Oh, that's a weird line, which means I'm taking the boys -2.5.
I kind of like the pick.
Because one big reason here, we them boys.
I think this is a bounce back game for the Cowboys.
Boys?
Yeah, I don't think the Packers are very, like, I mean, they're solid. Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the league, but Packers as a whole aren't, like, the best team.
No, they're not the best team, but nobody is right now. Like, who would you declare, like, if you had to pick a Super Bowl favorite right now, who would you even pick?
Falcons.
Atlanta, maybe, still?
Dude, they're
no, probably New England. New England.
Not New England.
What?
I mean, you can't count on the Patriots ever.
No, they but just, I'm not saying you should, but if you had to pick one right now, you'd go with the Patriots?
Probably.
Still? Even
in the playoffs
slide?
And the Patriots just turn it on.
Well, maybe we had them boys. I don't know.
I do, and no.
And the Cowboys are going to be 8-8, but yeah. I'll take the Cowboys in this game. They win this game.
Yeah, I like the line scares me because it's one of those ones where I feel like Vegas knows it's going to be so close. Maybe Cowboys win by one and we end up not covering, but I'm still going to take Cowboys -2.5. I just there's something about this that strikes me as a...
As a podcaster, I'm emotionally hedging this. So, like, if I'm wrong, like, I'll actually be happy because the Cowboys lost.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm going to continue to pick the Cowboys all year long.
Yeah. Sunday night, we got Chiefs at Texans. Empty, hey, look at that.
Empty the bank account on Chiefs -1 against your Houston Texans.
No, the
bank account.
No.
I do not fully disagree with that notion, but you are that is not an empty the bank
empty
account
it.
Move. This is a risky, risky play if you're going to go with Dylan's empty the bank account.
Empty. This is my...
Your lock of the week.
My
lock of the century.
Red pipe lock.
Lock of the motherfucking week. Write that out. Write all that out, Micah. Up
lead
there.
Pop.
So
lead pipe lock of the motherfucking
give
week.
Give some reasoning why.
No.
Okay.
Nope, I will not.
All right, here's what's going to happen.
You don't think Deshaun Watson comes out there and continues this streak of...
No.
So since Deshaun Watson has taken over, the Houston Texans have been the number one offense in the league.
Can you say Marcus Peters' redemption game? Our boy?
I will say Marcus Peters gave the greatest post-game interview I've ever seen in sports.
You think he's not going to come out here and just shut down whoever's across from him? Is that what you fucking think?
I do not think he's going to shut down whoever's across from him, you feel me?
Well, it's going to be, I always forget his name, the dreadlocks.
Hopkins? DeAndre Hopkins is going to come out and catch 9 balls, you feel me?
Nah, he's not. You feel me? He's going to catch one.
He's going to get at least one touchdown, you feel me?
Two catches for 18 yards.
Nah, and I honestly, if, you know, emotionally I wouldn't bet this game, but I do have faith in the Texans, you feel
me?
I'm
feeling Ross right now.
I think Deshaun Watson comes out and continues to roll, you feel me? I just don't see us losing another game ever again, you feel me?
Lock it up and just throw the key away.
Give me Houston.
Okay, yeah. Well, me and Dan are on
the
Texans.
Give me the point.
America's team, Houston Texans.
You know that scene in Top Gun where he takes the dog tags and just finally throws them into the ocean? That's what you do with the key after you lock it in.
Lock it in. Can we get a locking sound?
Micah, can we like make that happen?
Maybe like a jail door closing?
Yeah.
That would be tight.
Yeah.
There's plenty of sound effects.
Yeah. Do that for us there.
There's several of them.
If you're looking for a spot to bet these games this weekend, you know the place. MyBookie.ag. You can use the code BACKDOOR to activate up to 100% deposit bonus. All you got to do is go to MyBookie.ag on your web browser, on your phone. They've got great mobile betting, live in-game betting. If you miss kickoff, throw down some money. You play, you win, you get paid. That's where we're playing all these games this weekend. MyBookie.ag. Use the code BACKDOOR. Activate that offer. Get in the game. Have some fun. Get some action on the table. Live a little. Don't be a pussy boy like Dylan.
Don't be a pussy like me.
Yeah. You play, you win, you get paid, you get laid.
Okay. We have a few calls on our hotline this week, the number to which is 800-392-6344. Call the Backdoor Cover hotline at 800-392-6344. Ask us a question. Give us a take. Leave a rant. Yell stuff. Call Dan a douche. I always enjoy that. Please do not call us and talk about Micah. He's the producer. Let the man work. He can't be distracted by all the hate. It's starting to get to him. He stopped showering this week. He's got a mustache.
He's in a bad spot.
He's in a deep, dark place.
He has a mustache. He just looks just absolutely terrifying.
Get it together, Mike.
800-392-6344. Here's our first call from this week.
Yo. It's your boy Money calling. I have a question. It's probably the only wedding question that will go to Ross instead of Will. I have not been to my alma mater in 2 years, and I'm standing in a wedding in 2 weeks at my alma mater. There is a break between the reception and, or between the ceremony and reception. What is the call? Can the other groomsmen and I duck out for a bit and go to the tailgate and maybe catch a quarter? Yeah, just wondering y'all's opinion. It'd be WWRBD. What would Ross Bolin do? What would WR Bolin do?
This is for you.
Okay. Letter.
Why is this going to you?
Why not, dude? I'm a fucking expert in all things life. I would say it's completely dependent on the bride. If this is a bride that's going to find out that you went and caught a quarter of the football game or tailgated or whatever and never forgive you, you cannot go do that.
No, you can. You got to catch a little sun so you look better for the reception.
Okay, I know my name is not W.R. Bolin.
It is not.
I have an answer for this. Do not go. First of all, it is extremely reckless that they plan this in a college town the day of a home game. Secondly, to have a break between the ceremony and the fucking reception, that is idiotic. But
I've never even heard of anyone doing that.
That is insane. That is insane. That is dumb. That is stupid. This bride and groom, they should be slapped across their stupid faces. But you cannot do it. You will derail the entire the entire day, and you will ruin a lot of people's
lives,
special days, and you're gonna regret it. Don't fucking do it.
No, I wonder if this break, could it be for photos?
How reckless is this?
Yeah. You gotta get some beers. You gotta go to tailgate.
Photos
go to the
take
game.
30 minutes, yeah. 45.
But here's what you do: you get some cardboard cutouts of yourself. You then give it to your boys for photos. So you kind of just stand in with the cardboard cutouts, so you can sneak out. Do your thing. And
this guy wants real
back.
Answers here.
That has never been accomplished in the history of weddings. No one has ever pulled off the cardboard cutout photo op.
Don't do it.
Micah, I went to a wedding in my college town one time, and there was like a 2-hour break for some fucking reason. It wasn't game day. That would be fucking insane. But we did go, and I think it would be rude to like go to the tailgate. But I think you do have a chance to go to your favorite college bar.
Catch the game a little bit.
And go
bit,
have
yeah.
a couple sure. beers there. Sure. Go have split some pictures with your boys.
You were in a
tuxedo. Relive the good times. Yeah.
I'm so mad that this bride would let this be an option, that I almost want to say just fuck it and just go tailgate the rest of the day and just ruin everything. I almost want to say that. That's how stupid this is.
Dude, the thing is, I wish he'd given us the college town, because it could be even dumber. I mean, granted, most good college towns, this is a terrible idea. But
the
some,
smaller the town, the dumber this is.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Like, if this was Texas, like in San Marcos at Texas yeah. State, your wedding might not happen.
If this was Starkville, Mississippi, that's so dumb. But if it's, you know, Chicago and it's a Northwestern game or something, then okay, that's more understandable. Still reckless, though.
At Texas State, if you did this, your wedding wouldn't happen.
I want to believe
groom
this
wouldn't
is,
come back.
I want to believe this is Vandy in Nashville. Georgia and Vandy.
That's what you're
well,
hypothesizing.
That kind of makes, you know, it's to have a break between this, that's a mood killer. What are you doing?
That's a risk.
The break?
That's a big risk.
Yeah, why the break?
Well, yeah, it's usually when
you're supposed to go masturbate in your room, and then what is the move?
No, the wedding party usually takes photos, and I remember when I was a part of wedding.
That's
wedding
part of the ongoing festivities. That's not considered a break. Everyone does that. It's like a 30-45 minute picture time, and then it's okay. And there's usually a drink in hand,
like a happy hour.
And you meet everybody at the reception. That's how it goes.
If I went to a wedding and they told me there was a 2-hour break between the fucking wedding and the reception,
I'm out.
Yeah, that's it.
Or I just wouldn't go to the church.
That's a momentum destroyer.
That's the move. You just don't go to the church.
What if you're in
the
fucking wedding though?
Well, he is.
That's what I'm saying. He has to go to the actual ceremony.
Cardboard cutout. Come on.
You can't. Your cardboard theory is just you're in La La Land.
Anyway, don't do it, man. Maybe go find a bar or something and get a pitcher.
You hire a stand-in, a doppelganger. Geez.
Hit the alley you used to buy heroin in when you were in college and shoot up a little bit.
And to the bride, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, it's a fall wedding to begin with. Like that's
you stupid.
That kind of sucks.
You're so what stupid. You
she clearly didn't consider the groom's feelings at all.
Dumb.
Next call.
Hey, this is Ryan from the Pittsburgh area. I'm calling for the Backdoor Cover podcast.
Yeah, that's
us. I was just wondering if you guys saw that. I saw it on Twitter, that clip of the guy in the MMA match winning with the Walls of Jericho. I wonder what Dan thinks about that. All right, see ya.
You saw this, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have
Dude,
not.
This guy pulls off a WWE Walls of Jericho.
Holy
more,
shit.
More of a Boston Crab.
Is he about to destroy his spine?
Yes. Yeah. That's He's about to break that man.
This is what my older cousins would do to me at the Shore House.
This isn't a thing you see in MMA.
Wait, so that guy doesn't tap. If he doesn't
tap
out, is he going to kill him? Like, is he going to break his spine in two?
Yeah, he's going to snap him in half if he doesn't tap out.
I mean,
so Chris Jericho used to pull. It was this finishing move in wrestling. WWE.
Yeah, but in fake wrestling.
Yeah, in fake wrestling.
That's insane.
But I guess it works.
This shit's real life, son. He did this shit in real life.
And it does.
The person
does
who tweeted this is calling it the Boston Crab.
It's the
same fucking thing.
That's nuts.
If you Google Walls of Jericho right now, it'll likely be one of the first things to pop up. You got to watch it. It's John O'Mears and Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is the one who gets his
Walls of Jericho
back almost snapped in half
for a finishing move.
Hell yeah, it is.
Chris Jericho's a great name.
Chris Jericho, fantastic name. Not a wrestling guy, but if he was going to be, that's who one of the guys I'd root for.
No,
we got one more call here.
WWF legend, Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is Sanderson from UT, University of Tennessee in Knoxville. I'm like Reese. I'm a depressed UT fan, just a different UT. We just got beat by Georgia. 41-0 at home. We checkerboarded the whole stadium. It's a sellout. And we just got our ass beat on national TV by fucking Georgia, who's trash. They have grown human beings barking when they score touchdowns. Barking like dogs. Their mascot, it's a piece of shit. It's a fat dog. We have Smokey, blue tick coonhound. He's just badass. They have a fucking, like, pug. Who dies every 5 years from fucking cancer. It's like UGA 60. So they die every fucking 3 years. It's just ridiculous. Butch Jones needs to be gone. I better wake up Sunday. His ass needs to be gone. He's trash. Gets his hair cut at fucking Walmart. He's a garden gnome. His intelligence is probably, I don't know, 13. Tries to patronize UT fans thinking we're a bunch of East Tennessee hillbillies, even though I'm a fucking college freshman. I'm smarter than him. I just came here for a good football team, and we just get our ass beat. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's a fire call.
I don't think we even have anything to say. That's just an incredible phone
call. I was
going
to say before he brought up the mascots that, hey, I was saying at least this guy has Smokey. That is one of the coolest, most underrated mascots in all of college sports.
Not given enough credits.
That hound dog is so good looking, and he has a tight-ass bark, the howl.
Yes,
there's a fraternity on campus that actually takes care of him on game day.
I think, yeah. I believe that's true. And the English bulldog, which UGA is an English bulldog, Charles Darwin is rolling over in his grave when he thinks about the English bulldog. If you were to let that thing go out in the wild, if you let all animals go out in the wild, like domesticated animals, that's the first one that's dying off. Those are
no pandas.
Well, it can barely survive indoors.
They
have breathing issues.
Right, right.
They
have
born
skin,
with
they have
breathing
skin
issues.
Yeah. They
breathing
can't give
issues.
Birth without a cesarean section.
They can't
That's
breathe. You need to be able to breathe.
Yeah, can't breathe. My friend has one, and she's like, "Oh yeah, she can't go outside. It's too hot." I'm like, "You know, it's 79 degrees." She goes, "I know," but she just in like 5 minutes, and she has to come back in because it's just that bad.
They're the pandas of dogs.
We got to let those things go. No, that's a disservice to pandas.
No,
to
it's not.
Them to pandas.
Stop.
Pandas are terrible.
Pandas would thrive if they had any.
No, they would not.
Any,
they don't have sex with each other.
That's what I'm saying. They're totally lacking in libido. But if
Are
they
trying
had
to tell
that,
me that pandas don't exist out in nature?
They do, but a very small number.
Not very.
They
exist.
They're doing better.
Then
they're doing better than the.
They
fucking
exist singly solely because the World Wildlife Foundation has like made it their mascot and saved pandas.
Okay.
And forced them not to sex with
bulldog.
Each other.
Is a genetic nightmare.
Yes.
So are pandas.
Nightmare.
Too much inbreeding. They can't breathe. They got nothing going for them.
They have narrow hips and a big-ass head, so they can't give birth. That's a fact.
But, yes, great call. That was fantastic.
Excellent call. And, hey, sorry about your team, man.
What's going on with – are they not going to fire this guy,
no,
Butch
he's,
Jones?
He's going to get fired.
He's on. His bags are already packed.
That was one of the most embarrassing losses in school history.
Oh, yeah. They got shut out.
Getting shut out is
Georgia's a good
truly
team.
Truly sad. Yeah, Georgia's good,
a very good
but
team.
Dude, come on.
His house is packed up.
Was it 42-0?
41.
You think he's? Do you think? All right. Seriously, I know you're half joking, but do you think that he's started getting his shit together to get ready to get out of there?
Yes.
He's looking up. Yeah.
That sucks.
He's planning ahead.
The reason Butch Jones might not be fired right now is because his buyout is $9.2 million.
Which still isn't as bad as
I have a question. They always bring this shit up when they're talking about coaches that clearly need to be fired. They're like, oh, but they have this massive buyout. They don't give a fuck. Don't they make like $400 million per football game even if they don't score a point?
Now, remember, this is public funding. This is state school.
But
man.
When has that ever stopped anybody?
There's plenty of boosters that will write the $9 million check to have his ass.
What I'm saying
gone
is,
next week.
Let's say that they did this. What the taxpayers of Tennessee are going to rise up? I don't think so.
Just in case you're wondering, Butch Jones is now 33-23 in four seasons, plus 14-20 in the SEC. Including he's never won the East, and it's been
he's
very
never beaten
weak.
A West team either, right?
Yeah, he's 14-20 in conference.
Also, his name is Butch Jones, and he looks like inbred trash.
Wow.
He does look kind of special needs.
He just sucks.
You know, I really like the checkered end zones. I really do. I don't know why.
Also, I kind of like him too. The stadium, too, where every section.
Very old school.
He mentioned against UGA they did the checkered.
What do they call that? A checkered pattern?
Is there like if you're sitting in this section you wear white and if you sit in this section you wear orange?
Or
just put shirt
like if I had
on the seats.
If I had a shirt on that was that pattern, what is that called?
Checker?
No, man. Like the
gingham?
Yeah.
But that's not really what they're going for. Gingham, there's like layers to it.
Nah, but that's what I was looking for in my brain. Gingham.
Yeah, like a Tennessee gingham
I bet
shirt
you
would
suck
be pretty
at checkers, don't you?
No, I'm dominant.
I will triple jump and take all your shit.
You know what? I played somebody the other day. I won't say who it was because I don't want to embarrass. No, it was a tic-tac-toe. First of all, dumbest fucking game ever invented.
Yeah.
You need to know one strategy.
98% of them.
They all end in a tie.
And then a tie.
Unless you're playing a complete and utter moron.
I'm more of a. Played.
Which I did.
I'm and more of a Connect Four guy.
I just implemented the 100% winning strategy in every single time, and the idiot never figured it out.
Wow.
Anyway. Highly overrated. Game, tic-tac-toe. Not sure why that's a thing.
Well, no one really plays it.
The first guy who came up with that and explained it to his boy, like, hey, I got this new game I invented. It's called tic-tac-toe. Here's how you play. The other guy should have murdered that guy.
Well, kids
play. He would never have been able to tell anyone else about
it. Kids play because all you need is a piece of chalk, you know, and a sidewalk. And like,
how do you go draw dicks or something? Do something actually
fun
with the
chalk.
Well,
they do that too, but that's not, it's not appropriate for children.
All right. Well, we've got a segment now. That we're gonna play for you after we wrap up here. It's gonna be what closes out this podcast, and we just want to explain what this is. It's an interview with a man named Jacob Berger, we discussed last week what is now known as we're calling him the Pussy Man.
He's an actor comedian.
Yeah, he's a stand up comic,
but he put together one of the greatest rap songs known to man, which is we're calling the Pussy Song.
It's about. Long story short, doing a 10-year investigation on the pussy and getting an indictment on the pussy and judge signing a warrant for the pussy.
The judge signed a warrant for it, and he's been looking for it, and I think he found it.
He would take a hollow point bullet for it. It's fantastic, and for whatever reason, producer Micah got this guy on the phone and interviewed him about this whole situation, the pussy and the investigation.
Yeah, Ross, I had the pleasure of talking to Jacob Berger. I did ask him what it's like to run a 10-year investigation on the pussy, and he gave us a strong answer, so we'll play that when we're done here. Follow that guy everywhere on social media. He's blowing up. He's in
a
Woody Allen.
Really is.
He's filming a Woody Allen movie now. He's in another Woody Allen movie coming out where he plays opposite. What's the chick from Titanic?
Kate Winslet.
If I had to guess, I would say that in the current Woody Allen movie that he's filming, he plays a cop, and that is the costume is what he uses to record. His video,
that would be
because he has classic cop appearance.
Yeah,
like
he looks like a scumbag Boston cop or New York cop.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he didn't explain to us what the dance was at the end. So,
no, it's the Millie Rock.
Well, yes,
it's a bad white version of the Millie Rock.
Jacob Berger pussy spin on it.
Sure does.
Yeah,
goddamn right he does,
and he crushes it.
And Micah performs the interview valiantly.
Which credit to Micah because he.
He stepped in when we weren't available.
He really came in and just interviewed the Pussy Man.
So, yeah, I haven't even heard it yet. I can't wait to hear it.
I haven't heard it either. I'm looking forward to it as well. So that'll be at the end of the podcast. Shouts. Anybody got shouts? Want to give shouts? Shouts to the Astros. We're up 2-1. Hopefully we can get game one here.
No. No shouts.
Shouts to Scott Frost. Please stay.
Motherfucker.
Please stay in Orlando.
Bitch. Yeah, I don't. You know what? I'm gonna withhold shouts until Monday, because that's just how I feel. Thanks for listening. HitmanOutfitters.com. Use the code SPORTS.
Runners on the corner right now.
Yeah, with no outs. Not great. 10% off your entire order on ManOutfitters.com. ManOutfitters.com when you use the code SPORTS. Also, get on MyBookie.ag. Get some bets down. Use the code BACKDOOR for your deposit bonus. Subscribe on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, write a review. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow us on Instagram at Backdoor Cover Podcast. We have a Facebook page, but nobody cares. And, well, we don't even care, really. The only reason we have it is for the Instagram account. But so don't even like us on Facebook.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it. Follow me everywhere at WR Bolin. Dan.
At Dan Regester, REGESTER, or Dan _ Jester on Twitter.
What about you, Dylon?
At D Shivery, CHEVERERE.
All right, then. We'll be back on Monday to recap all the weekend's action, talk about the NFL, talk about all the best college games, everything that went down. Hopefully, it will be a good one. Best of luck to everybody throwing money down. Peace.
5-0 for the pussy. NYPD loving all the pussy. I'm looking for the pussy. Judge signed off on a warrant for the pussy. Probable cause with the pussy. Stop and get frissy all night with the pussy. I'm loving all the pussy. God throw cuffs on the winner on the pussy. Spending time on the pussy. 10-year long investigation on the pussy. Indictment on the pussy. Better call a lawyer who handling the pussy. I love all the pussy. Protect and serve every day for the pussy. I'm eating on the pussy, and I take a hollow tip bullet for the pussy. Bow. Hey.
All right, we are now joined by Jacob Berger, the internet star, police officer, the pussy guy, basically. What are people calling you now, Jacob?
I guess the For the Pussy Cop, I guess, is like my main thing that people know me for at this minute.
And you told me that you've been, you know, and I've seen some of your, follow you on Instagram, and on those Instagram stories, you're talking about how you're kind of blowing up, people are recognizing you. Like, what are people saying to you on the streets in New York?
Yeah, I mean, I live in Manhattan, so like when I leave my house, like people just come up to me, they're like, oh my God, you're For the Pussy guy. Like even a cop stopped me, he's like, yo, For the Pussy, da, da, da. Like it's really flattering, and I got girls DMing me, you know, shots of their pussy and their ass, like, come here to get a piece of this pussy, officer, da, da. Even though I'm not a cop, I'm just an actor, you know?
It must be nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, as an actor, you know, you hope for to be recognized and fame and stuff like that, and it's just sort of, like, happened, like, you know, this week really much so. I mean, I've been popping on the gram for all year, but, like, this video really put me on the map.
What did it take to get a judge to sign off on a warrant for the pussy?
Well, it usually takes, you know, I need to have probable cause for the pussy first. You know, usually I usually do a little stakeout on the pussy first. You know, I got to get the intel, and then I just present that to the judge. And then, you know, assuming I have enough of intel and probable cause, he signs off on the warrant for the pussy.
Yeah, I mean, a 10-year-long investigation on the pussy, that's quite a long investigation.
Well, you know, I go undercover, you know, it's like a very long time. You know, you need to thoroughly vet that pussy, you know.
Would you really take a hollow tip bullet for the pussy? Because I don't think I would.
I would. I do love the pussy that much. You know, hollow tip, I mean, if I know my best ain't going to block it. But, you know, as long as I got some pussy in the recovery room, I'll be all right.
And then when you finish the video with the Millie Rock, can you...
Yes.
That seems to be everybody's favorite part.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
At least amongst us. I've been doing that dance now for like a week. We're in Austin, Texas. There are a lot of people all over the country that listen that may not be plugged in with the Millie Rock. Tell us about how you started doing that move.
Well, the Millie Rock is a New York dance. It's specifically Uptown Harlem. I'm born and raised in New York, so I've been Millie Rocking for a long time. You know, it's something that I enjoy doing. I'm a pretty good hip-hop dancer. You know, it's sort of, you know, I'm someone who's got that rhythm. I'm a white guy with rhythm, actually. And, you know, people just love it when I Millie Rock or Harlem Shake or do whatever kind of dance because, like, you know, they don't expect it, especially when I was in the uniform. They're like, holy shit, this cop is Millie Rocking. You know, and I have a bunch of law enforcement messaging me like, yo, bro, I wish I could do the shit you're doing in uniform, da-da-da. Like, we all love you, da-da-da, this, that, and a third, you know?
It's incredible. And
Thank you.
So just a couple more questions. You're New York born and bred. Who is?
Yep.
Are you a Giants fan? You a Jets fan? Are you a Yankees fan?
I'm
what's your team?
I'm unfortunately a Giants fan. It's very hard to watch my Giants right now. I mean, New York sports in general is fucking really bad. I mean, the Yankees, we're making it to the fucking first round of the playoffs. You know, we get through that game with the Chiefs, but I'm a Giants fan, and honestly, I just want to see the Giants go 0-16. I don't want them going like 3-13 and then being like, oh, Eli, you know, we got to give him another year. I think we need to find a new quarterback. We need a revamp.
Team tank.
Yeah. Yeah. I think just tank at this point. Like, fuck it. Like, we're not going anywhere, you know?
Give us all your social media. What's the best place to find you? What's coming up on the future for you?
Yeah, I mean, the best place to find me is my Instagram, Jacob Berger Actor, which I'm sure you'll throw up there. Info, they can spell it out. I'm pretty much just on Instagram and Facebook. I don't use Snapchat or Twitter, really. As far as things I got going on, you know, I just worked on this new Woody Allen movie. I'm going to be in the new Woody Allen movie that's actually coming out in December with Kate Winslet, so you can check me out on that. I just booked a role on that show Power that I'm shooting in a week or two. And, you know, just keep an eye out for me. I'm really popping on the ground. You're going to see me on World Star all the time. I got a lot of celebrities following me. And it's a blessing. And I really appreciate all of my supporters and fans, you know, really getting behind this movement. And, you know, I do it for the love. I do it for the legacy. So I really appreciate everyone getting behind me and supporting me.
That's fucking lit. Jacob, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, man. We'll be looking for you.
I appreciate that. Was there something else?
No, that's it. I mean, I just, do you know a lawyer I can call that can handle all the pussy?
No, I have my own personal lawyer, you know, but he's kind of up to his neck in pussy right now, so I don't think he's taking on any other cases, you know. But I really appreciate you guys, you know, just keep track of my stuff, you know. I mean, what was nice about this video is, like, I really do comedy for Black and Spanish audiences, but this video really crossed over to, like, all the audiences. Stay tuned. I'm going to keep dropping heat for y'all nonstop. I'm a very consistent comedian.
Five-0 for the pussy. NYPD loving all the pussy. I'm looking for the pussy. Judge signed off on a warrant for the pussy. Probable cause with the pussy. Stop and get frissy all night with the pussy. I'm loving all the pussy. God throw cuffs on the winner on the pussy. Spending time on the pussy. 10-year-long investigation on the pussy. Indictment on the pussy. Better call a lawyer who handling the pussy. I love all the pussy. Protect and serve every day for the pussy. I'm eating on the pussy. And I take a hollow tip bullet for the pussy. Bow.